Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As I responded yesterday to the delegation of the United Kingdom when they raised the question, this pattern actually does not refer to, it does not cover working papers submitted by states parties. This is really only for those documents which are for translation for the meeting. So as I gave the examples yesterday, it's for the agenda, for the program of work, for example, for this meeting, for the chair's report on universalization. So it's those documents which are submitted in advance of a particular meeting and those ones that are requiring translation. So that's what the 844 formula refers to. It's 8 weeks in total, 4 weeks for processing, translation and formatting, and then it's available, any document would be available 4 weeks before the meeting. It's basically just a technical measure which allows us to be sure that documents submitted would be available as required 4 weeks before any particular meeting. So it, just to be clear, it does not refer to working papers submitted by states parties. Those, as I explained yesterday in response to the UK, those will continue to be submitted in the way that they are submitted now. States parties will send them. The working papers do not get translated, and they are made available usually within about 24 hours. So this 844 week pattern would not apply to working papers. So just to clarify, thank you.